we're talking about wellness today. We're talking about the workplace wellness, and it's a different type of wellness. It's not like, hey, let's eat some celery for lunch, let's go for a run. No, we're talking how your actual, the building that you work in, makes you well. And so, but the first thing I want to talk about is, you know, why is wellness an important thing for a credit union to be thinking about these days?
No, it's a good question. I mean, you know, a building exists for people, right? It exists to house people. And so you have to be thinking about, you know, your people are, you ask any organization, what's the key component to your organization's success? And inevitably the answer is going to be, it's our people.
Yeah.
So you, credit unions really need to be thinking about, well, how can we have a healthier workforce?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because it's shown that a workforce that's healthy is more engaged with the work they're doing every day. There's lower absenteeism. Yeah. There's costs around having those staff. And especially with credit unions, you know, a mission of people helping people. If your staff are healthy, they are going to be better able to connect and mm-hmm. help your membership. So I recently saw a stat, I think it was that for every dollar an organization invests into well-being, they can see over $3 in return just on medical costs.
Wow, really? That's a good investment right there.
Yeah, and you can add on to that, I think in terms of reduced absenteeism, another couple dollars, again, per dollar invested. So you're looking at over five times return on investments in wellness and well-being.
It's a no-brainer.
It really is. It really is, especially, you know, as you get larger and at scale, and you're able to actually see the costs come down on premiums because you have a healthier workforce. It's pretty impactful. And you think, you know, just this last week there was news around the, you know, the Affordable Care Act and how the premiums are going up.
Yep.
Like, those insurance policies, at least for the self-insured policies, and that's something that's really on top of mind with mm-hmm. you know, credit union leaders. Is, you know, how do we keep, you know, costs efficient around, you know, our
right.
health.
Right, yeah, and bouncing around the industry and stuff this year, I've discovered more and more credit unions creating wellness programs within their for their employees, and it's already started to pay dividends. So it's really, really cool.
Absolutely, yeah. We have a client here in Washington who their whole team uses an app to track different metrics around wellness. That's one of their tools, and they're already seeing dividends on it. They get some global reductions in premiums on healthcare.
Oh, sweet.
Just for having the app, but they're actually seeing progress from their team members, you know, around certain metrics.
Yeah, it's there's so much upside to this, but let's talk about it from your perspective, from Momentum's perspective, and that's how a building can create a positively well environment. And so what are some way, I mean, it's something that you really don't think about, you know, unless you're in your business or anybody else that's in your business, you know, so what are some ways that a building can actually help you promote wellness?
I'll start by just mentioning a couple of the more obvious ones, or ones I think a lot of people have heard about. And one is lighting. So just to really think about having the right kind of lighting in the building so that people have a lower fatigue, mm-hmm. eye strain. They're more alert, more awake when they have good lighting. Another one is these new sit to stand desks.
Oh, really, that's not, what I mean. Yeah,
the gimmick at all. They're marginally more expensive. I have a client down in Oregon who she's an executive down there, and she told me she's had a sore back for 20 years until she got her sit to stand desk. She said 2 weeks later, it's just a matter of relieving the tension on your spine.
Yep.
For 10 minutes every couple hours, and that was enough for her to really just say goodbye to the back problem.
That's
so
awesome.
But, you know, more than that, it's really about, a main thing is just getting people to move around mm-hmm. during. And one way to do that is by having choice in your work setting. So it's been shown that, and I believe this was in a Harvard study that showed that when you have choice in your work setting, you actually have lower rates of hypertension and lower levels of stress. And this is for a couple reasons. One is because you're able to choose what your body is telling you, this is the best place for me to work right now. So maybe at your desk, but maybe it's in a private phone booth or somewhere that's quiet and there will be no interruptions. Or maybe it's in a project room, or maybe it's in the company cafe or the break room, where you have some, you know, more social interactions. But the key is really that you have choice in where you're working. And so So again, that you have a relief of stress and mental fatigue, mm-hmm. but also you're getting up and moving around.
Exactly.
And getting up and moving gives you that mental break, and people's brains are muscle. Your brain is a muscle too. So your brain gets tired just like your legs when you're doing squats at the gym, right? So you can't, you know, if you sit and you stare at a computer hour after hour, your brain is getting really tired,
yep.
and causes stress. And it affects you. It's a real strong physiological impact.
Yeah. Is this something that you guys consciously do in your designs and stuff as far as credit unions? Or is it like, I'm sure it's a hot topic when you're meeting with credit unions and stuff. Like, how do we design something that will promote this type of moving around, the good lighting, temperature? I know temperature is a big thing with me. It affects me big time. So.
Absolutely. That's, it's basically a checklist process when you're in the planning stages. We want to educate our clients really on these are the dials you can turn to impact wellness in your space. And these are, and we'll even segregate that these are really the must haves. And these are things, you know, that you maybe cost a little bit more money and maybe the return isn't as much. And so we help our clients kind of decide which dials to turn mm-hmm. workplace. It comes back to this, and I've probably mentioned this to you before. You're spending somewhere around 85 to 90% of the costs in the workplace on the salary and benefits of your employees.
Right.
So typically an investment in maybe more controllability around temperature or better access to light, typically that is going to pay off in terms of your return on staff costs.
Okay.
You have to be willing and you have to be able to understand how that investment is going to work. Over many years, it's not like your normal cash on cash return, and you're going to invest X and get Y from it. It's really more about building a more engaged and effective team
yep.
over the years.
Yeah, and you think about it that all the new like fitness apps and the the wearables and stuff right now. I mean, let's use the Apple Watch just for instance. I mean, it buzzes you or vibrates on your wrist every so often to tell you or to remind you get up and move around. And so it's kind of the same thing in the workplace, Get up,
absolutely.
Move around.
And if you have a destination somewhere to move to, that makes it that much
yeah.
easier. So, it's not just wellness, it's effective workplaces and productive workplaces as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
More choice than employees about where they work. A single desk or a single office does not cut it for the broad range of tasks that people need to work on and complete day in, day out in their business, and especially as you kind of move up in terms of your tenure and your responsibilities, mm-hmm. as your breadth of activities that you're responsible for becomes wider and wider, you need more and more different types of settings and tools in order to get your work done.
Okay.
And so, again, it another reason why you need to create different and the right kind of settings in the workplace.
Okay, so let's kind of recap here. If you're a credit union and you're designing a new branch or a new headquarters, some things to look for obviously are to better lighting,
right.
better temperature control, create an environment where you can move around and have different meeting places where you can create choices, like you say. There's another one that you mentioned beforehand was a connection to nature. What's that one all about?
Right. This one is pretty interesting, and I don't think people are as aware of it as they could be. So there's just bringing in plants, water features into a building. People have a deep-seated connection to nature that actually creates calming and makes people have lower levels of stress. And I think people are probably pretty aware of that. But what what also can happen is you can set up environments that are more reflective of nature. So, for example, I read this really recently. There's been studies that show that people are more comfortable in an environment that is like the African savanna.
Really?
Yeah. So an idea that you can see more wide open spaces.
Yeah.
You kind of see what's going on. I think it's the idea of like the prey seeing the hunter and being able to take shelter. So the idea that there's openness and you can see what's going on,
mm-hmm.
but also that there are areas to retreat for shelter at the perimeter. So maybe that's your private office or your lounge area where you can actually kind of pull out of the center, see what's going on, but also have some sort of shelter. And then even to be able to maybe be elevated above what's going around. So maybe you'll see in atriums or other types
mm-hmm.
of work, or maybe they have settings that are perched a bit higher than the rest of the space. You can actually build out a building to just mimic nature in different sorts of ways. And that's really taking the design to the next level.
Yeah, that kind of reminds me of like all these kind of home improvement or home renovation shows that are on the Home and Garden TV channel or whatever it is. That I would say like a majority of them when they're like renovating a house or something, they all have like this great room. Like the kitchen kind of oversees the living room and the TV area and the dining room area and stuff. I kind of see that as what you're talking about.
That's exactly what it is. It's the psychological connection, the space. Getting into those deep-seated reasons why people are more comfortable in certain areas. And even because I don't blame somebody if they don't want a water feature. You know, they can smell and they break down and they leak and whatnot. But so many other ways to get nature into your office space. You can use cork. You can use wood materials. You can use different textures. You can even use large prints. You know, with the cost now of printing large digital photographs, mm-hmm. you can images of nature printed on wallpaper, those sorts of things. It works, and it works almost just as well. So, I mean, number one, if you can have a lot of light and visual connection to the outdoors, that's important. But you can also bring the outdoors in with environmental design.
Oh, my gosh, such cool stuff. Does a location of a credit union's workplace impact wellness? I mean, obviously, you don't want to be, like, situated right next to a, a high voltage power line tower.
Yeah, toxic stuff, right? No, definitely
not. Or a nuclear
not.
Power plant.
We're right next to the freeway, right, with, you know, the particulates. But, yeah, you know, what I did read this recently as well, if you just be next to a park or areas where you can walk to lunch, those workers are shown to have lower weight and, again, be more physically fit. Mm-hmm. So that even being close to transit, so if your work, you know, if your organization is looking to evolve and choose a new location for a headquarters, to locate it next to transit, not only does it make it easier for people to get in and out for a lower cost often, mm-hmm. People who take transit to work take 30% more steps every day and way less than people who drive. I mean, it all works together. And so, here on the West Coast, especially in Seattle, man, that's a huge thing to be able to, you know, have the transit access and the outdoor connection, right?
Yeah.
So, but even we've had clients who in the Midwest had some extra land and they created a walking trail.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So they weren't next to a park, but they created these park amenities so that people could get outside and have walking meetings, for example.
Sweet. Yeah, those are so important. I think, you know, again, going back to Apple, I mean, Steve Jobs was renowned for having the walking meeting. Let's go for a walk and talk about, you know, creating a new car or something.
Walk and talk, definitely.
Exactly. It's certainly worth it. All right, let's switch gears here. I mean, that's a topic that we could talk about. It's really fascinating because you don't really think about it, you know?
No, you don't. But there's so much to it. And again, like I said at the beginning, you know, buildings are there for people, and it's wellness and it's well-being. I mean, you can talk about well-being and some of the mental aspects of being at work, but just being able to, even meditate or relax, mm-hmm. being able to clear your head again and give the brain a break. I mean, it all works together. And yes, it's about people, and there's such a high return on it.
Indeed.